beautiful people, Nate Max here. Yes, I'm going to be a lot more active soon. I think holiday is over. Well, I haven't been holidaying, that's for sure. I've been fucking working my ass off. Building, as you guys are mostly aware of now what I've been up to. But anyway, ooh, is that a possum? Yep, possum. Yep, a lot of information is coming through at the moment pertaining to the fact that they're going to start trying to implement masks again at the end of September. This is in America, but obviously if they do it there, the old Australian puppet government for the New World Order will follow suit. And a bunch of sources saying that they're looking to do a COVID 2.0, but climate change lockdowns this time, and rationing and power rationing and all that crap, in December 2023 into January 2024. So, not good news, but we are ahead of the spear right now. And what we can do is we can spearhead this and warn people. So people are like, how the fuck did you know? How did you know? Because there is that many good people in government. There's that many people who have woken up during COVID. There's a lot of people who are just sick of this shit. And let me tell you, there is a huge awakening going on. As I've said many times before in my podcast, well, they're not really podcasts, are they? It's really just me driving my car talking shit for an hour, so it's not very professional. I am going to do a rebrand soon, by the way. So yeah, I'm going to try and do things professionally. Maybe I'll cut down the F-bombs by 50%. So yeah, that's kind of what's coming out at the moment. But this is a really important time to spread the message, share the word, get organized, get prepared. It's felt like a bit of a holiday and it's been nice. And that's kind of the process that the CIA do use. Because you got to remember, everything that's happening has been orchestrated and pre-planned in like the Smithsonian Institute and these big think tanks. They literally have, you know, 50 people in the room, economists, strategists, geniuses, military people, accountants or actuarials, sorry. And they basically have a giant board and they're like, all right, in the next 50 years, this is what we're going to do. How do we get there? And it'll be like, step one, do this. And off step one, there'll be like 25 different options. So if this one fails, they move on to this. If that doesn't work, they move on to this. Then each one they move on to that succeeds, there's another 25 options. So it's a big, big process and it's a big setup and everything's done really strategically, right? So you have to be thinking 3 or 4 or 5 steps ahead. That's the issue, right? We have to be thinking along the lines of quantum 5D chess. And yes, the amazing thing is that we have consciousness on our side and we are aware of consciousness. You know, these guys are aware of energy and magic and black magic, which is still consciousness. That's why they use the news, the media, the film clips, the poisoning off the food, the air, the water, and all these things to try and degenerate us into a state of complacency, of ignorance. You know, a mind full of metal, people really struggle to put the piece of the puzzle together. And they struggle to be patient and to be present. So it really is a weird type of a war, isn't it? Because it's a silent war with secret weapons. There is, you know, a fictitious war going on just to destroy Ukraine to then build it up as a smart city. Same with Maui and Hawaii. They're going to be smart cities. There's also minerals in the ocean and land grabs and all these things are pre-planned, you know? They're all pre-planned. And you just have to really observe and watch and work out what they are doing. And once you start to get it, after a while, everything becomes a lot easier to understand. You're like, oh, they're going to do this, then they're going to do that, then they're going to do this, right? So this gives opportunities for people to essentially, one, you can make really good money during collapses and instability in the world, because certain industries are going to do really well, certain things aren't. They can allow you time to put your money and assets in the right businesses or pull them out of certain things, you know. So there is warnings for everything. And the truth is in the truth community, and the truth is also in the other side. There's nuggets of truth in everything. And what I say to everyone is that you should be listening to both sides. You should be hearing all the information out there and making a really concerted decision through your research. We have to be very, very careful now because there are so many disinformation campaigns going on all around the world to confuse people. It's a very confusing war. Like I said, a silent war with secret weapons. And the war is an internal war. It's a spiritual war. It's a physical war. And it's on our food. It's on our air. It's on our soil. It's on the oceans. But it's also on sacred land. The war is on native peoples that hold specific DNA and bloodlines connected to off-world races, to the original DNA templates that came here on Earth. So what they're trying to do, and when I say there, I'm talking very woo-woo now, I'm talking interdimensional beings, I'm talking off-world entities, which is what this world is run by. And you're going to see that in the next 5 to 10 years because there's going to be a lot of disclosure. There's going to be a lot of rogue beings and things being spotted and running around. There's going to be contact. It's happening. It's going to be happening, guys. Don't, yeah, get your popcorn, get ready, because it's going to get exciting. There is going to be contact with off-world beings and all the rest of it. And I would have said this 10 years ago, but people would have been like, oh yeah, you're fucking crazy. But now they've been preparing everyone for it. You know it's on its way. I mean, I posted that video on Telegram recently just about these space aliens in Peru just terrorizing like these tribes of people, silver suits with like red lights coming out from their shoes, floating, bulletproof, big black eyes and elongated skulls. Like, it's, yeah, things are going to get pretty weird, I reckon. And what a distraction, you know, what a distraction from all the poisoning off they've been doing to us, the world, the planet, all the scams, all the blackmailing, the backroom deals, the poisoning off the entire human race with vaccines and spike proteins and 5G and all these things. Like, what a great distraction. It's when things are just that bad that everyone's about to revolt, that aliens just appear. And everyone's like, what the fuck? Like, proper craft landing, proper aliens, like next level shit, like Independence Day. People aren't going to be thinking about vaccines when there's a fucking 12-foot alien standing in their backyard, are they? What an experiment, hey? Like, how funny is this Earth? Like, we've got to take our hat off. So maybe it's all of us. Maybe we all created it. Maybe we're not. Maybe we're just pawns in the system. But it's pretty interesting, you know? It's not easy. It's definitely not easy. It's a very emotional reality. But yeah, ultimately what they're trying to do is they're trying to stop the ascension cycles. And what I always say, and I digress then completely, I do that quite often, don't I? Is that we can change the course of reality through simply closing our eyes and breathing and focusing on what we want. That's the one thing that has been proven scientifically 10,000 times over, that what you focus on, you create, right? It's that simple phrase we hear over and over again, what you focus on, you create. Where intention goes, energy flows. And this is like a lot of, you know, Joe Dispenza's work and people like this, where, you know, you elevate the emotions and focus on the reality you want, feel it, and you bring it in. And I think the reason I've been able to create everything I've created in my life is because I've got precision like focus. You know, when I'm doing something, it's like obsessive compulsive almost. And I had many, many years of driving trucks to just process my life out in the freeway, 12, 16 hours a day. And get really fucking clear on what you want, what you don't want. It's almost like doing a to-do list every day, you know? You do a vision board and a to-do list because you got so much time with yourself. So even though I'm saying, you know, mask mandates and all these things could be coming back in, you've got to remember that you can actually change that with just your mind. But so many people have lost connection with their selves, their minds, their heart, their spirit, God, the fact that we are creator beings, and they've forgotten that we're actually these super powerful, extremely important creatures that are pieces of God, and essentially we are creator beings. And how easy is it to change the planet from the comfort of your own living room, where you're sitting in your couch or laying on your bed, and then you do the work from there? Like, how much easier is that? I actually feel like it must be time to do a Jake Soll human metamorphosis meditation. I think the last time we did one of them, I was in quarantine, wasn't I? Oh no, we must have done one after that, I can't remember. That was pretty funny. You lock me in a room and I end up getting super busy and doing way more work than I've ever done. Oh shit, I need to be locked up more often. I'm really productive and creative. But I was actually just driving across the Queensland border the other day. Well, there's no border at the moment. But I just thought, how fucked was it when that shit was going on? Like, that was more of a mind fuck than actually an issue. It's like, yeah, I can't go anywhere, whatever. But as soon as you start to take away the idea, not even take away someone's freedom, but the idea of them losing their freedom, fuck, people start losing it. And I'm all about freedom, you know? All about freedom and your freedom. And yeah, when something's impinging on my freedom, it really fucking taps on my brain. Like, it really gets to me, you know? And I just hope that if there's a round two, that people seriously say no this time. And let me tell you, you have a very, very important role coming up. Because if this is going to start coming in, they're going to start trying to push it. This is the most perfect time for you guys to wake up people. And this means you're going to have to get active. You're going to have to put your time and energy into something else but your life, because we're going to need help. Every person that's able-bodied is going to need to be out there talking to people, waking people up, fighting the system, letterbox dropping, putting information on the internet, posting things, sharing things, promoting other people, you know, being active. Because if they're going to do this again, they're going to have to go so fucking hard with it for people to believe it. Now, I don't know if they're going to start turning towers up to make people sick, or if they're just going to run with like the climate change lockdowns, you know? I'm not exactly sure how it's going to look, because I can't imagine people just going, okay, let's just turn our power off for half a day and all this bullshit, when we know that man-made climate change is a fraud. Well, the CO2 component's a fraud. We definitely could treat the planet better. Biden could just stop spending, you know, 700. Is it 700 billion? Is that right? Or is that really exaggerated? Or is it like 300 billion? I could have sworn I saw 700 billion to Ukraine. Maybe it was 75 billion. Someone better correct me on that. That's a big difference. But the amount of money that's been spent on war in the last few years, we could have terraformed all the deserts and turned them into food hubs. We could have used one tiny portion of that money and created free energy devices, actual green energy devices, rather than wind turbines that are a complete fraud, complete waste of money, scam. Solar, which is like, it's okay just to have a little off-grid setup for your house if the power goes out, you know, it's helpful if the power goes out, but not really for full time, because the panels wear out, the batteries wear out, the charge controllers fuck up, and you can't even, well, only recently I think can you actually recycle solar panels. Every panel since fucking 1980 that's ever come out is just sitting in a tip, because you can't dispose of them. They're just, it's like airplanes, you know, they're just sitting in huge graveyards. So there's free energy technologies that are out there, ones that actually work. People have been building them in their garages, and unfortunately a lot of people are too scared to bring them out, because they buy into the fear of what happens if this and that. And it's like, what if you don't? What if you bring it out? What if you have trust and faith and you do something so profound that actually changes the world? What about that, you know? Yeah, a lot of people really do live in a state of fear and they don't realize. Raising money for this business has been a really interesting process to go through, because you cop and receive everyone's fear, all their what ifs. And it's like, sweet, what if none of that happens? What if you create more money than you've ever made in your entire life? A lot of people actually aren't ready for that. A lot of people aren't actually ready to have everything they wanted. And this comes back to the old self-sabotage, you know? Just when things are about to get good, I crash my car. Oh, I was just starting to go real good in life and my girlfriend broke up with me, or whatever it is. There's always these stories, but it's actually because self-worth. It actually boils back to self-worth. You don't self-sabotage yourself when you have self-worth. Yeah, so it feels like the holiday is coming to an end, guys. So what I suggest, if you're going to travel, you're going to travel around Australia, you're going to go on holidays, you want to go overseas, fucking go do it now. Book your ticket tomorrow and do something. Trust me, okay? If it doesn't pop off, you know, in December, I've basically said we've got a year and a half, and I said that about a year ago. So it looks like it could be 6 months early. And either way, like, I'm not saying run away. I'm saying go have some fun. Go have some fun. It's because, you know, where I lived for the last few years, the last 9 months has been the most beautiful weather ever. But there was 2.5 years of fucking miserable weather where I lived. Absolutely miserable. And I was jumping out of my skin to get out of the country and, you know, whatever. So it's miserable weather plus COVID lockdowns, plus border closures, plus fuckwits wearing masks in the streets, plus dickheads signing in QR codes. Remember those idiots that were actually signing their QR codes when they went in? I was like, what are you doing? It really hurt my brain. I'm not going to lie, because I do not like to follow any rules. Ask my business partner. That's something I've had to, like, really start nipping in the butt, because we're doing something so big at the moment that, you know, you can't mess around. And it's been a real process for me to actually, follow rules. It's been very difficult because I never followed rules my entire life. So it's been a real stepping up in certain aspects. And it's been a great learning. The last 2 years, I learned more than I ever have in my entire life through building a big business, because you've got to step up, you know. It's an energy. It's all about energy. It's all that flow. So anyway, guys, I'm going to be probably on here a lot more regularly. I said I was going to give the old Telegram a break until the time is right. I was going to delete it, but it's actually a necessary tool still, especially if things are going to go a little bit funny. That what I can suggest, guys, is that it's really, really important for you to start getting healthy, detoxing your bodies. If you had the vaccine, just do the Peter McAuliffe spike protein detox. Just do that at least to break up the spike protein. Type in Dr. McAuliffe spike protein, I think it's called detox. And there's a couple of things you can buy over the counter at the chemist, and you just take it twice a day, and that can help a lot, you know. If you took it, you took it. It's all good. Let's just work on ways to get you healthy. I'd recommend Zen cleansers. I recommend doing the Dr. Andrew... Oh, another fucking wallaby. That was close. The Dr. Andrew Moritz gallbladder liver flush. I recommend doing about 20 of them. High amounts of magnesium. I'm probably going to do a podcast with a guy actually soon, in regards to really high amounts of iodine. And iodine's a really good thing to get in your body too. But time to get yourself some supplements, time to do some fasting, time to do some cleanses, and exercising. If you're not exercising, you're really not living. You really are not living. It doesn't matter what age you're at, you should be exercising, you should be doing some sort of gentle yoga. And the top things that we can all be doing is literally getting morning and afternoon sun, getting in the sun as much as you can during the day on all of your body, and sun especially in the eyeballs in the morning and the afternoon. Getting your blue blocker glasses on at the evening, as soon as the sun goes down. No screens without blue blockers, and try and stay away from the artificial lights, because that absolutely fucks your circadian rhythm, your melatonin and serotonin production. So really important to, like, be getting up with the sun, going down with the sun. And I think one of the most powerful ways you can heal personally is at the beach. Laying on the sand, quartz crystals, grounding, earthing, ocean minerals, ocean breeze, in the sun. And I kind of dig my hands into the sand or my feet to earth in and ground in. And then getting in the ocean. The ocean's got like 92 minerals, all the minerals we need for health. You know, I actually drink ocean water when I go for a swim in Australia because it's fucking pretty clean here. I literally drink the ocean water. I kind of swish it in my mouth. And I might swim 5 or 6 times in a day, in, dry, out, dry, in, dry, out, dry, you know. And don't wash the water off. Like, don't use fresh water when you get home. Leave the salt on for as long as you can, because that's how all the minerals actually enter into your body. And it's how the body actually absorbs vitamin D as well. The same when you're sweating and the sun's going in that sweat, you know. It's actually really good to leave that all on. So many simple things that we can be doing to enhance our lives apart from supplements, you know. Just the fasting is a really powerful one. Sunshine, stretching, movement. It's really important to be flexible. A lot of people say, I'm not flexible. It's like, well, you can be. You just got to push past the pain and you will be flexible. Everybody can be flexible. All right. Won't be long. Yeah, won't be long. Got an impatient pooch in the back. So I feel that this is going to really bring a lot of people together again, because everyone's been in holiday mode for the last, 8 months, is it? I don't even know. It seems like a time warp. It seems like fucking 10 years have gone past in the last 3 years. It's really hard to gauge time now. And it does feel like a week goes past in about 3 or 4 days, you know. It's like the bills come around every, like, what? What? Again? Is that a week? It's insane, isn't it? And I did a spiritual course. It was so spiritual. It was such a spiritual course. I was so spiritual after. With this guy from India, a master, and he said to me, he goes, Nate, we're going through a phase where it's going to be, the time is going to be speeding up to 2023 or 25, and then it's going to actually slow back down again. So we're at the peak of it now where we're being robbed of time, you know. That's why you've really got to make the most of every moment, every day, and really, really appreciate your life, you know, where you're at. The one thing we can't be doing is comparing ourselves to others, because everyone has their own set of trauma, rules, bloodline, DNA, and sequences and circumstances that they've been through. So really competing with anyone else is completely stupid, because you are complete. Excuse me. Stop it. Okay. Yeah, it's just a dumb thing to be competing with other people. And we don't want to be doing things at this point in time that are disempowering us in any way. You know, we want to be pumping people up and propping people up, checking in on people, looking after people, being the best version of ourselves and showing up with good energy and things like that. You know, let's just try and cover all the bases with our own lives. You know, be the best version of yourself. Make a pact to yourself that you get up tomorrow and you just become the best version of you. You know, living your best life. Do a little to-do list on your wall. You know, even if it's doing 10 push-ups in the morning and then you do 11 the next day, if you're a guy, whatever. You've got to keep moving and we've got to keep progressing. We can't stagnate. We can't get caught in our bubbles. Now, I don't even know why I'm doing this chat tonight. It's unnecessary, really. But it basically is just to say, guys, I will be more active again. I'd love you guys to be more active on the page, you know, show your support, put a comment, like things. Like, I want to hear what you guys are up to. You know, feel free to message me. I've just got a new computer, laptop and a few things. So, and some technology where I'm going to be more savvy and more active. I was even thinking of having a gathering, organizing a gathering with a bunch of people. We could meet somewhere and have some food, have a hangout, talk some tactics, and create some community. So if that's something you guys are interested in, let me know. I don't care if it's 10 people or 100 people, you know, it's fine. We'll just catch up, have some music, have some food, you know, go to the beach somewhere, something really, really cruisy. So if that's something you're interested in, let me know. Type in the comment box, like maybe gathering, type in the comments, gathering, and then I'll connect with you guys and we'll chat privately and I'll find out where you live and who you are. And then, yeah, we'll maybe put together a little group of people who are interested, because a lot of people on Telegram that just listen who don't comment things, that's fine as well. But I'm really feeling the strong calling to bring community together now, early. And so we have a really good support network. and things like that. So anyway, guys, I don't want to talk too long tonight. I just want to say it's time to travel, time to do things, time to get organized, start getting prepared, start sharpening your sword. We've got a beautiful battle ahead of us, and the world is waking up. Nobody's falling asleep. This is an incredible time to wake people up, because everyone is open to it now, because they've been through COVID, they got poisoned off, they saw the media, the government, the medical system, the doctors, the fraud. Everyone saw it, you know. And some people are still in Stockholm syndrome, but now is an incredible time that we can wake lots of people up in this next phase, hit that critical mass. And then also with us doing the inner work, the meditation, the healthiness, the detoxification, the vitality, that real deep inner work. I mean, some of the deepest inner work we can do is just face the hall of mirrors, just literally work out things that we do and how we can be better. Those awkward conversations with your real trusted friends who actually tell you the shit that you do. Me and my business partner, we have these chats weekly, literally, we're working through our stuff and working out ways to be better. And it's been a very confronting 2 years, to be honest, because we mirror each other on so many levels that it's like, fuck, we are so different, but our set of trauma and our driving force is almost identical. So it's been a really interesting process for me in the last 2 years, helping build this massive business and all the stuff we've been doing. It's not a secret anymore. Everyone's starting to hear about what we're up to. We're about to launch another one too, which is going to be massive. It's going to be very disruptive to an industry. Huge, huge business, another one. So yeah, that's why I have been busy, guys. That's why I have been away. So apologies to everyone out there. I haven't really been on the pulse in the last year and a half, but I needed to have a break. I needed to build my place. I needed to build my life and look after myself and put some things in place for what's coming. And I hope we have more time to keep preparing and things like that. But either way, it is what it is. We came here for evolution. Let me tell you, it's going to be an interesting couple of years. And we're going to really see we're really going to see who our true friends are. And I think most of us are going to realize that we only really have one or two handfuls, if we're lucky, of true friends, you know. So now's the time. And I mean, it's always been the time to water your friends. Operate like the Jews, you know what I mean? I always say that as a metaphor, like all the people who are around you who are doing good things, look after them, promote their businesses, you know, support them, check in on them, call them up, make them dinner, pop in, see how you're doing. This is how you create community. This is how you create a network. It's watering relationships and watering relationships when people aren't at their best, you know? You don't have to have parasitic, leechy people hanging on your life, but you also don't have to ditch everyone too, you know. It's okay to give when your cup is full and overfilling. And if you have a whole bunch of people in your network whose cups are overfilling, the only thing you're going to get back is rewards. You know, the more you help people, the more they're going to help you. And eventually things are just going to get easier and easier. And we have to trust, we have to have faith, but we also have to have really good, clear communication. Communication is the key to any relationships, you know. So love your partner, love your kids, love your friends, love your dog, love your house, love all the things that you do. And anything you've got in your life, if it doesn't bring you joy and beauty, get rid of it. Everything that you own, everything you do, everything you wear, everything you eat should light you up and should bring you joy and happiness in your life. And that's the only life you should be living. If you've got old stuff in drawers, old stuff in the garage, old things going on, fuck them off. Half-done projects, get rid of them. Fuck them off, you know. Give yourself some space to bring in new projects, new people, new experiences. Oi! Enough. Stop it. Love your dog. Oi! Stop it. So yeah, like, just think about it. Every day, you know, the only thing that matters and the only, so not the only thing that matters, but the only debt that you owe on this planet is to show up for your friends and family. That's the only debt you owe. All the other debts are imaginary, whether it be the tax man or the government or this or that or whatever. It's all bullshit. None of us should have ever had to have paid to be living on our home planet. You know, whose idea was it to charge the inhabitants to live on their own planet, right? And we are so far removed from the actual reality that we could be living in that we're almost becoming accustomed to tyranny. If you look back on like videos for the 1950s and things like that, like I watch a lot of stuff on Instagram from the 1950s and 40s, And I saw this hilarious ad recently, and it was like, it was a news report, and it said, and they're thinking about not allowing drink driving in the cars. And this guy's like, mate, so you're telling me you can't come home from a hard day of work, have a couple of drinks and drive home? You've got to be kidding me. And the woman's like, oh, it really feels like we're turning into a tyrannical state. You know, that was like 50 years ago, right? They're talking about how it's fucked up. You can't drink alcohol and drive. Like now, oh my God, drink and drive, you go to prison. Like that's the normal vibe and feeling around things like that, because we've come so far from freedom that the smallest little things that we're allowed to do, which is still fucking shit, we think that it's freedom. Like for me, probably about the most freest thing you can do is having a car. It's complete sovereignty, and it's also privacy too. You know, I can just jump in my car and drive wherever I want. If I want it right now, I can just put $1,000 fuel in and just drive around the whole country, right? Well, it's probably like fucking 20,000 now, actually. Who am I kidding? But you can, right? Where in the future, there may be electric cars and climate tax and all this shit. And like, you can't even drive around because you've gone over your carbon credits and stuff. So we really need to appreciate and really enjoy all the things we have now that aren't illegal. That sounds fucked. I'm so sorry. But yeah, I have some pretty serious deja vu of the future. And I've actually had a mate who's time traveled. And he came back from some pretty far out experiences. And some of the information that he told me about what it's like, he said when he came back to this reality, he just laid in his room and he was so happy just to see like a table and a chair and a normal room where he could just lay there quietly, privately by himself. You know, what they're planning on doing is have cameras in your house, every fucking street pole, everywhere you go. So everything you do is monitored. And even if you stop it, and even if you wanted to revolt, you can't. Like we're talking Minority Report, where you have a thought of doing something and you're getting fines in the mail, you know? So we're not there yet. And we have the potential to change everything just with our minds. That's the simple fact. A handful of people can get together and literally run a meditation. And I highly recommend for you guys out there, like, organize a little meditation night. You know how good it is when, like, a handful of people just sit together quietly and meditate? It is so special because the world is such instant gratification. It's fast-paced. It's boom, boom. It's distractions. It's phones. It's ringing. It's going here, going there, doing that, swiping left, swiping right. You know, everything's so fast-paced. When you actually meditate and you sit quietly with people, it's actually a really beautiful, deep connection. And there's something really special about sitting there quietly and not talking and just being in someone's energy and you're on the same wavelength. So if you haven't meditated before, I highly recommend you do it. And if you have been, like, organize some people to come over and just have a, you know, bit of cacao, do a meditation or put a guided meditation on and watch how much it forges the friendships. Because I used to run meditation classes every Wednesday in Sydney for like, I don't know, like 4 years, 3 or 4 years, I think it was. And mate, it was people's most special day of the week. They'll come down and then we're doing sound journeys and cacao ceremonies. And people were like literally crying at the end because it was such a special time, you know? So yeah, you have a responsibility to create beauty wherever you go, to organize beautiful things and to invite people over, cook dinner for people, check in with your friends, check in with your mum and dad, you know, like, they're still alive, give them some love, you know, and love them for how they are. We've got to stop trying to change people all the time. You know, sometimes the best thing we can do is just be the best versions of ourselves, you know. And I've kind of gotten over trying to change my parents. I'm just loving them for who they are and also seeing a different side to my parents too, you know, like really seeing a different side to my parents and just realizing how lucky I've been too with like some pretty good parents. And same with my brother, you know, I haven't really always had a good relationship with my brother. And lately I've just been looking at him differently, going, fuck, he's in the grind, you know, he's doing his thing, he's working. Like he's got 4 kids now. And we're not competing, you know, I feel like I was always competing in some way, shape or form or something. But it's like, man, we've got to love these people while they're in our lives, because you don't know where you got until it's gone. It's that old cliche saying, you really don't know what it's got until it's gone. And life's short. Like you blink and a year's gone past, you know. You blink twice and there's a decade gone past. Like my high school reunion, 20-year reunion should be coming up this year. 20 fucking years since I was in high school. Oh my God. And the reason I thought about that, because I was at Brisbane the other day, I went to Soak, that day spa, and I actually saw a girl from year seven. I was like, did you used to go to Peakhurst High? She's like, is your name Neil? I was like, fuck. And we're just talking. It was like crazy. Like, we're old people. I remember her in year seven, year eight. You know? I was like, fuck. So enjoy it, guys. And let's not put the emphasis or mentality on the fact that the world's going to shit. Maybe we're just here for an incredible transition and a really interesting experience, you know? But either way, I just wanted to say keep up the good work for all you people out there, especially all you guys who have been following us for ages, and all the ones who do share my stuff. You actually share it to people and you tell people about it and all that. Like, thank you so much. You know, it's really hard to grow a following these days on Telegram, and you know, I've still got some shadow banning going on my Instagram, so it's not ideal. It's not easy to grow anything when you're posting truth because of the censorship. You know, if I was just to go back to the gym for 10 weeks and take some supplements and, you know, train every day and all that, and take shirt off selfies of myself, I'd probably grow an audience in no time, just being a materialistic asshole. But when you do it with truth, it's actually really difficult, you know. It is really difficult, and a lot of ridicule too. So yeah, all right, well, excuse me, I look forward to hearing from you guys. If you want to have a gathering, type gathering in the comment section. And yeah, I'll message you privately and we'll chat. And yeah, I would like to organize a few things soon and enjoy this time of peace. And it's very tranquil and we've got beautiful weather. And we're not getting flooded this year, you know. They haven't started using the energy weapons on our forest yet, you know. Let's be thankful where we're at and really appreciate every moment we have together. And yeah, just want to say big love to everybody. Have a beautiful evening. Hope you had a great weekend. And I look forward to seeing you guys more on my page. And don't forget, there's also the other page, Nate Max Group Chat, where you can post your stuff on there. I love you guys posting on there because I often grab your posts and post them on my main wall. So yeah, make sure you're on the Nate Max Group Chat Telegram too, because you guys can all talk on there. That's all I've got at the moment. This is 37 minutes. You never get back. Have a beautiful evening, guys. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.